Hey everyone, it's Ben Kissel. Thank you so much for donating to the Patreon page. You're lifesavers and wonderful people. Okay, we're going to do this week's creepy pasta. It's called Carbon Copy, and it's a scary one. I'm telling you, this one is, it sends chills down my spine, and that takes a lot of chills because I have a long spine. Okay, Carbon Copy. I'll begin now. They told me resistance was futile. I'd lived in Quarry 64 since I can remember. Day in and day out, we mined for various ores and minerals to send back up to the surface. It was backbreaking work, literally in some cases. I still remember the day 3-4 died from a slipped disc. His face contorted in pain beyond words, and he eventually suffocated. I suppose it could have been worse. They told me there was nothing I could do. There certainly wasn't anything I could do about 3-4. We weren't trained in anything other than mining. Didn't even have any sort of medical equipment, not even bandages. Not that it mattered. No more than an hour after he expired, the White Coast descended to retrieve his body. The next day, 3-4 was as good as new. They told me they'd tried everything. He didn't want to talk about it, but I suspected the surface dweller simply had the technology to bring him back. It wasn't unheard of. I remember getting sick one year and being treated under bright lights and loud machines before waking up in the bunk once more. But I didn't believe them. Surely there was a better life on the surface, one that maybe I could achieve, so I left one night climbing up the cranes and slipping into a delivery elevator. I sneaked past drones and cameras, finally escaping the darkness I'd become so used to. But before I could make it into the sunlight, I felt a stinging coldness. I didn't believe them. I looked down to see the bleeding hole in my chest. I fell to my knees as another shot rang out, piercing my throat. I moved a hand to keep the blood in, to no avail. In my final moments, I remember seeing a White Coat standing over me with a curious smile. I should have believed them. I woke up in the bunk, feeling around my body to plug the holes that weren't there. I felt surprisingly fine, perfect even. Reaching to rub my head, I noticed ink on my hand. Ink that read, "Nice try, 6-8. Enjoy your new body." Well, isn't that exciting? He got a new body, and all he had to do was get shot in the chest. You know, I want to get that body contour surgery, and I think it'll be similar. All right, well, that's a short one, isn't it? But that's fine. Isn't it a good time? Carbon Copy. Quarry 64. And this guy, he was just out there trying to escape. And look at that. And he looked down there, and there was a bleeding hole in his chest. And he fell to his knees. Well, that must have not been fun. All right, well, let's do one more. This one's called "I'm a Very Good Husband." So isn't that nice? It's good to have a good husband better than a bad husband, although I have no idea if this person's going to be a good husband or a bad husband because it's a creepypasta. And maybe it takes a turn for the worst, where he was a good husband, but then it turns out he's not doing the dishes. All right, let's begin this creepypasta. I pulled the thin chain that hung above the floor. The flickering bulb barely lit the area around where I was standing. The basement was filthy with years of neglect, but the area underneath his feet was wiped nearly clean. I've long since stopped flinching every time he yanks and strains against the ropes binding him to the chair in front of me. After all this time, I'm surprised he's still trying to free himself. The first signs of bed sores peek out from underneath his bare thighs as he's covered in his own vomit. I can only assume the wet stench of rot got the better of him. I don't even notice it anymore. Honestly, I've lost track of how long I've had him down here. I slide the burlap sack off his face. It's soaked with his spit and sweat. He's not yelling this time. No screams for freedom. No curses at me to let him go. No pathetic begging. Just acceptance. There's an anticipation in his eyes, surrounded by swollen, gray lids. They beckon his eventual end. His death that I will keep at bay for as long as possible. I cannot let myself get all emotional about this. Death would be too favorable an outcome. He doesn't even look at me anymore. His eyes only stare to the opposite edge of the light where another person sits, covered in a fine white sheet. I was worried he finally stopped caring about his situation until I took a couple steps toward the other chair. He winced, averting his stare to the more comfortable darkness everywhere else. "Please," he said. I know you're not letting me go. Just kill me." "Then I'd have to worry about hiding your body," I replied, grabbing the sheet and giving it a pull. "What do you want from me?" he asked pathetically. "You, of all people, should understand what I'm doing, I said, having fully uncovered my wife's corpse. the bruises on her face and surrounding her neck frozen in the perpetuity of death. "I'm sorry. There's the begging I'm used to." "You don't get to be sorry," I said. I said like a well-known fact. He began crying, a weak attempt to garner my sympathetic side. That's a piece of my personality I learned to hide away only a day after I caught him. You always hear how serial killers are so charismatic, and I refuse to let him manipulate my humanity. I refuse to feel anything but vindication. "How many more would you have killed, John?" I asked, lightly feathering my wife's wiry hair. "If I hadn't walked in on you, how many more wives would have ended up like my own?" "Just kill me," he whimpered. "Oh, you will die, John," I tried to sound comforting, "but not until you atone for the 14 that came before her." I grabbed my sledgehammer and spread his toes on the floor in front of me. Ooh, that's kind of fun. So maybe kind of a carnival game. All right, the Gallagher treatment. Whatever happened to the comedian Gallagher? Turns out he's using the sledgehammer to torture someone who murdered his wife. And that's not funny at all, is it? All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for donating to the Patreon. You are the greatest people on earth. Hail yourselves!